starting on Chavtesim Beis in the Rosh. Ashi Yila Nachnadarim. So the Mora says that this Machlokis between the Rebbeinu and Mishlokish seems to be the Machlokis Hanoyim of till what point does the father's power extend? So Rebbe said until Tesaris, but Rebbe Yehuda says until Ashi Yila Nachnadarim. So that's the whole 13th year of the child's life. Once he turns 12 years old, that's called Mufla Samach Leish. So Morris says, let's suggest that if it's a halacha of halacha, even though the child has reached the age of halachic maturity in regards to the dorim, so theoretically he should be making his own dorim, the father should not be able to impose upon him. But according to Reish Lakish, that it's the din of chinuch. So once he reaches an asadorim, mekiv the nafik mershusay sula mechayev the chol mitzah shehu mechuyev ba ein aviv mechuyev the chant chuyev ba. Once the child reaches the age of being responsible for the mitzah himself, the father no longer has the chiyev of chinuch. So mufla samach leish. So in regards to the dorim, different than most other mitzvahs, that age is the age of 12. So the more successful mufla samach leish is the rabbanon. The chiyafli asmach the baalma. The drasha the more makes is an asmach. And where so that's what the more suggesting that everybody holds that it's a halacha, and they're arguing whether mufla samach leish is the raisa or the rabbanon. So Rebbe holds that Muslim leishes the rabbanon, therefore the deraisa overrides the rabbanon. Asi the deraisa the matters benoit the halacha he halacha mashdina is the deraisa. So the deraisa halacha that the father has a power to be matter, even though mirabbanon we gave the child the din of his own nedarim, that's only mirabbanon. But mirabbanon he's still the mishus of the father. The father can be matter. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Lema hani tanoi ki hani tanoi. So this machlokes between Rebbe and the rest of Yehuda, whether it's at the age of Shtei Saris or Anas the Dorim, is this machlokes tanoi in Betanya? Maisa b'Rebbe Chanino shehidira avi b'Nozer. So Reb Chanino, one time there's a story with him that his father was mad to him Benazir when he was a child. They brought him to Rabbi Gamliel to find out whether that was valid or not. And what you Rabbi Gamliel boitkoi leida im hevi shtei saris im loy hevi. So the Tanakhama says that Gamliel checked to find out if he had reached the age of physical maturity. So you see that was the criteria which would decide whether the father's power was valid or not. But the Brisa continues and says that Rabbi Yossi says that that's not the correct version of the story. Rabbi Yossi argues on the Tanakhama and says no. Later, im higiel or nas nedorim im lab, he went to check if get Adus to be mevarer what his age was. So Amar lo. So meanwhile, the Rebbe Chanina, as a child, said to Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe, you do not have a need to go through the difficulty of checking. If I'm a katan, so I will undertake the naziris as my father said. If I'm a gadol, I'm willing to undertake it myself. So there's no need to be boidik. So the Brisa continues, says Amar Rebbe Gamliel benoshkal roshay Amar muvdach ani b'zeh shem mer halacha b'Yisrael. he saw from his attitude towards mitzvahs, etc., that this is going, he's going to become a person who's will truly undertake his learning and become a mer halacha b'yisrael. Amar lo hayamim watim at shahar ro b'yisrael. Okay. So this machlok is tanoim, whether the shir is physical maturity or not. The dorm is machlok is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi.
How do you even bodeg the onas nedarim? You know, in the sense that it's only until he brings shteish saros. So now you're saying, like, okay, the year before he brings shteish saros.
During that year, right? So we have to check what his age is.
But all,
No. It's a lock in the age of 12.
Okay, so that onas nedarim is purely
age.
Purely age.
Right. I'm assuming that will then continue until he has physical maturity. So he brings physical maturity to the age of 13 and a half. So he's under that umbrella until he's 13 and a half. If he turns, it happens when he's 13, it happens when he's 14, whatever it happens. That continues till physical maturity.
What happens if you have a situation where the father only has control until age of bar mitzvah? Okay, so the father is madir b'no, a couple days before the bar mitzvah. Is it still valid even after the bar mitzvah?
No, that's what we had before. No, that once the power of being once it reaches bar mitzvah, it's paka. That was what she said. So what do you do with the karbonis, right? That's not a fair in the Mishnah.
Then you have a problem. You could have a Naziris that's less than 30 days.
Well, it starts, and then it's Mavkiyat, so. Where is that? I don't
know. But I think as we're talking about, otherwise, what's the problem? It's not really good. The last sentence, I think, is that
in the suing, him there, Rahman Allah. Oh, good morning, Jonathan. Good morning, Rahman. I'm not sure. I think I'm touching a little bit lighter. Okay. That's what I'm remembering. Okay. We'll see when we get to the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Dom Rashi Gila Nasadorim, Hanan the Gemara Im Katan Ani Eya Bishal Abba. And if not, I'll do my own. So either way, the Kabbalah is totally valid. Fine. El Rebbe Domer Ashiyah B'Shei Saris Vim Gadol Ani Eya B'Shel Atzmi. That Harashus Adabu Akoyim. So the law is that even according to Rebbe, that there's a din of Aviv Madira Ben Nazir. If you hold Mufal Samalish is the Raisa, the Katan, I'm sorry, the once at each of the age of 12, he wants him to take his own Naziris, he could. In other words, he doesn't need to, even though the father, because the father has Rishus over him, There's a halacha that the father can be mad at him, that doesn't take the right for the katan to also be mad at his naziris. So the Mora is saying that. So according to Rebbe, Ashavi Beisaris means. But Imgadolani Rukhanina was smart enough to know that meant he was age of 12. So the Mora is saying, so he's saying, if I reach the age of, if I'm considered a Nazir, if I'm a Kotan, my father made me a Nazir. And if I'm the age that I can make my own Naziris, I'll make my own. The Mora says, yeah, but the Mora is suggesting, according to the Rebbe right now,
as opposed to the
halacha l'moshe m'Sinai of Shesaris means that in regards to this halacha, he has no he loses his rishkach of nadorim, and it goes over to the father. So, how can he say if I'm the age of 12? We're assuming right now that when Rukhina said gadolani, he meant if I'm 12 years old, I'll make my own letter. It doesn't work.
How does that answer the fact that
speaker
she's a
Gadola
now he's not trusted?
So Morris says, Ella, that's not the case.
Because the
Pasuk,
that
part
talking about,
the Omer, Ahei Bishal Abba, Ahei Bishal Atzmi,
makes a statement about
himself. So we're dealing with the age of 13, not the age of 12. And he says that
only applies when she is. I mean, the chiddush of the sukkah.
Either I'm undertaking for my father. I'm undertaking because my father said so, and I'm me makabel that I should do it myself. Okay.
He would not be able to have kavod, the place where the intestines come out from the stomach.
So the more eisish tesaris mikora kaimen aziris delay. So if he already had physical maturity, so he's in his own aziris. Ulbasoif, if he brings the tesaris after completing the aziris, kaimen aziris davua. So he will be under the aziris of the father. The icy b'mitzi, but let's say he brings the two saris in the middle. Okay. So the Morris says bishlama hanichal rabbeir to bihuda the amar ashigiel and asadorim. So that scenario will never play out. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Ashigil and Asadorim, that's not going to be a hafkor on the Naziris of the father. Even though the father's power to be madra of the child ends at an Asadorim. But an Asadorim is not a period of time that it should be a hafkor on the Naziris which started. So as soon as he starts an Naziris, as long as he starts an Naziris within the proper time frame, the Naziris will continue and play out at the end the proper amount of time. So we don't have a problem with how to end the Naziris and bring Karbanos. So Amor says, El Rebbe Damer Achyebe Shesaris, so that should act as an interruption in the Naziris. So what's going to happen? He can't bring Karbanos. Because the Amor says, Army the Rebbe lekatakanta the Yosef delay the Yosef davua. So the naziris that he did of the fathers was valid. That's mechayev karbonis. but he's no longer under the shush of the father, that he has a right to bring the karbonis for the naziris of the father. So he has to undertake his own naziris. So he has to undertake his own naziris after he definitely is the gadol and keep 30 days, and then he can bring karbonos. And then he can bring karbonos. Okay. Well, let's work out the details in the rush. Zuck the rush. Lemani tonight, kahani tonight. So the rush deals with just a basic question. We usually, in Shas, the word "let's say" usually means the more is going to then suggest that no, that's not. It's not that. If we're suggesting X, we use language. Let's suggest it. It's because eventually we're going to say that it's not. Over here, the more never says that. So why do we use a little more? The word "lema"? The more should just say "hani tenoi, kani tenoi." These are like these. That's a fact, not as a suggestion. I will have the less laid the chuya. Kamer lema. Even though the more is not doichet, the more says lema. Okay, got me compare kol shav b'tchilosay lema sees in the loik for Yehuda. Masik hachi the asya, and he puts in the word over here the loik for Yehuda. So the more says, let's say, and the more says, you're right. So the word lema it can be used under these circumstances. It's correct that the machlokes of Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda is the machlokes of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi over here. If you understand Rabbi Gamliel, the boitka b'yom shehidiroi aviv. So, according to the Tanakama, the story was that Yossi ben Gimel. We know that he reached the age of potential physical maturity. The question was, did he have physical maturity? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer. Now the, we have the Gersa in our Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, not Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, but the Tosis points out in the Sefer the Gersa is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Sefer. So then it's a little bit funny. The more Silema Hanitoy Kehani Tanoi. It's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda in both cases. In the vast majority of cases in Shas, when you have Mechlokes Tanoim, what a set of Tanoim which argue, and we say, you know, these Tanoim are arguing in the same argument as those Tanoim. So those two are two other Tanoim, two earlier Tanoim, whatever it is. Right? So you say A and B are arguing the same argument as C and D. Saying A and B are arguing the same argument as C and B is funny. Rishon Yehuda is both in both places. I say, let's say these term are like those Tanoim. Who's those? It's the same Tana. It's a Tana Kam, but somebody else. Yeah, okay. So it's not Lashon Hani Tanoi Kehani Tanoi. Hani Tana Kehani Tana. Would make more sense. Okay. It was during the 13th year Hidira. So there's a law that in the door of Nidok, and we have to check and see. Oh, the Russian learned that we know what his age was. The question was, did he know what he was doing? See, I'm thinking of something, please. I don't know what that means.
It's almost as if he's saying that it's important to us to know whether the nazirut is due to the father or due to the child, and that there's a nafkamina.
Yeah, but he didn't make his own nazirus yet. The case was the father was madir him, and they were bringing him the middle to check. It sounds like the Rosh is saying, if he doesn't know, then the father's power is valid. If he doesn't know, the father's power is not valid. I mean, the father's power ends at this age. So what's the biboidic? Elamai, you're right. Eventually he undertook his own nazir, so we need to check if that's true or not. But that didn't happen yet. So what are you being biboidic for? And also, what does it mean? I'll tell you about Kenny. I have to be better to you. I have to be better to you if you know what you're doing. The worst next step was that Reb Chanina told Rumil, don't worry about it. You don't have to be better to me because I'll do either A or B.
Yes.
But we need to ask you when you do B if you know what you're doing.
Yes.
That's the whole idea of the Darvin Docket.
Maybe the answer was, you see the brilliance of my answer, that itself is...
Okay, same, but it sounds like it's a funny... So it seems to be that the Rosh is learning that even Hegelin Rosh Adorim, it's not automatic at the age of 12 that the father loses the power over the child. If the child doesn't understand the Shem Yitzchak Shonot, the father still has the power over him. And if the child doesn't understand, then if the child does understand, then the father loses the power. So they go to, you take the child and say, you know, would you make an editor? Would you understand what you were doing? And he says, what do you mean I make an editor? Okay, fine. You're an Ozer. He says, okay. You're not an Ozer. That'd be the question. That's what the Rosh seems to be learning. Well, also to the Tzitzarlid with Kaini, the Monashach, Eye Nozer, Oibishal Abba, Oibishvili. Vano Tanoi, Tanakama, Kribyosi, Kribbi, Kribyosi, 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 Huda. Santa Cassina, Hacha, Kribyosi, Huda. Bishop, Kribyosi, Huda. Hano the Kaomar, Im Kotanani, Eyek, Michel Abba, Klarmer, Im Kotanani, Linin the Dorim, Shen Yudela, half lois. So that my father undertook. Vim Goloni, Linin the Dorim. And therefore, Yetas, Michel Abba, Eyek, Michel Atsmi. So that's all the Rosh. If I don't know, it's a question that does he understand how to be mafla is going to be the deciding factor over here. El Rebbe de Omar. So the more it says, Harbor should say, Davuakoi. So we're checking his abilities, and he's age of 12. The Shodai, the Rebbe Nami, caught him and the Nidorim comer. There is a din of Nidorim, an age of Kotan or Gadol by Nidorim, different than the average age. So that's what the Bryce meant. So, but who cares? According to Rebbe, why are you being better at that? That's the Loch of Moshe Mitzinai. Mishan and Deliver, the Rebbe Lav Katam and Gadol in the Dorm Kamer, Ela Katam and Gadol Mamish, Mabo Osiris. So, which is what we learned Pshutai in Rebbe, but that's the Moresh is pointing it out, the Rosh is going to say. So, therefore, I don't think in Bishal Abba, Kagarin Shalavesi, Beisaris, Eya Bishal Abba, Vim Lav, Shavesi, Beisaris, Hey, Bishal Atzmi. So the Rosh Milsa the Pshita he the Rebbe Habi Perusha Hachi. I mean that's obvious what Rebbe meant. So what's the more doing it? The Tamuda Shalkel B'Tori, the Farish Divrei Rebbe Mishum the Boy Lakshuya Yale. The more just wanted to put it down clear what Rebbe's position is to be able to ask the question. So where's like this? Yai to Beis Saris Bishosh Omer Reb Chanina Tanai Zeh. So if he already had, when he said Hey Bishal Atzmi, he was already the age of physical maturity. So then Kamaisi Benaziris today Menichel the Rebbe Shavu Kabanosov Bishriel Nazirusa. So he's able to bring the Karbonus based on his own Aziris. Ela Besoif Komaisi Benaziris Aviv. So if he completed the whole 30 days of his Naziris while under the Rishus of the father, so he completed the Naziris under the father, now you bring the Kabbalahs. If in the middle he became a halachic adult, so Aliva the Rebbe, Hech Yavi Kerbonis, Naziris, how's he be Kerbonis? The Bavo Osiris, Pasuk Naziris Aviv. Can you tell him to Sefta? I quoted before in the Mishnah. I thought he quoted before in the Mishnah. I couldn't find it again. No. Right. The quote of the Mishnah. The Sefta Ktani Yoshebe Saris. It's over there. It's Mavatelis. Even after he agrees, it's Mavatel in the middle. Right. That's different than Machua. That has to be at the moment that he hears about it. So, if that's the situation, he's not chayav for kabbonis. So he said, okay, no problem. He undertook his own Naziris. But when he undertook his own, he said the Kabbalah, he was a katan. So there's no way for him to bring kabbonis at the end. He can be noig Naziris. We shall add to lo havi nazir elam kain hevi simon and b'shasa tonight. Remember that he was Megia, he was Higiel or Nasnador. So he can make, there was gotta be any other issue, a kata is a kata. But put the guy in the dorm, he's a godel. So it's 18 days away from his bringing his simonim. He says, you know what? If it turns out that I bring simonim before I complete the Naziris of the father, I'm a makabel now through my power of mufla samach leish to be a nazir, which will continue, and that'll bring the kabbonis for that. So the rush, even if you would say that. The pshut over here, the lashon over here was saying, if I'm a katan now, the father works. If I'm a gadol now, it's my own. Now I say no. He meant if I become a gadol anywhere during the time, it'll be my own. Even zot rush. I wasn't much clear about this. Why can't right, so the Maaser right now is Rishus Av, and that's that we said before, even though his Kabbalah is a valid Kabbalah, but the Gabi and the Ziris, he belongs to the father, which means, so let's say that scenario, he's 18 days away from becoming a Gadol. So right now, his Naziris can't take effect. Because right now he's Bershus Av for Naziris. He can take effect 18 days from now. Because the Kabbalah that he makes as a Katan will work as a Gadol. Well, he's no longer Bershus Av. Because Mitzad didn't in the dorm he can make a Neder. Just regards to Kabbalah Naziris, he belongs to the Father. So he can make the Neder that should take effect. He becomes a Gadol, no longer Bershus Av. But then you need 30 days from that point. Because the 18 days he kept now was for the Mesiris of the Father, which became Batal. So he can't bring Karbonis on day 30 from now, when 12 days after he became a Gadol, because he's only done 12 days of his Naziris. And the Bryce is mashed that he brings the Karbonis right away. Samor says, you're right, he has to Yosef delay the Yosef Davui. He has to first do the Naziris of the Father, which the car would end when he becomes a base Saris, and then do 30 more days for his own, and then he can bring the Karbonis. Okay. Anichla Rester Behuda Domra Ashigiel Anasadorim Nicha. Because the Rester Behuda reaching Anasadorim in the middle is not a problem. The Filo im Higiel Anasadorim Be Mitzi Loi Botlo Naziris of it. That alaka that the Naziris is bottle is only when he becomes a physical Gadol. The din of the Tosefta in our Mishnah that when he becomes, if he becomes a Gadol in the middle, he's no longer a Nazir, that's only if he becomes a Gadol the age of 13. But even though the father's power to be mother him ends at the age of 12, according to the rest of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not Mafkia Naziris, which was started when he was under the rishus of the father. So it's no problem. Maybe he brought two Saras, and that's Mafkia. Loi Kashinan, the Mishnah Gimel Habikoi Adayan. If you look in Heavy Beis Saras, so the Gemara assumes throughout Shas that physical maturity is really the main point. So the more so what happens if he brings the physical, develops the physical maturity of Beis Saras before the age of 13? We say Shulman Balma, it's not a real growth. There's a wart over there. Sometimes warts grow hair. So it doesn't mean it's not indicative of physical maturity. So we don't have to worry about this hair there because it doesn't have any halachic significance. Zatir Rosh Vakashali, I got a kasha. Why? Harav Yosef Yehuda who damer parakir tzedoyfin. The Mishnah's test of Eilech him heavy based sarves havi gadol. He doesn't agree with that. So, Kandar Yosef Yehuda, if even though Nasa Dormer is not Mavkia, but maybe 25 days into this Naziris, he develops two Saras, he's a Gadol, and he's Mavkia, the Naziris of the Father. So, why aren't we... Why? How can be in the Karbonis? Because the memory, even the milts, the loshkicha, he shiavi simon and karem shei ben yugimo lochashin and shem mehevi. We're not going to have to worry about the possibility because it's not common. Tosis says, Rabbi Levin Dekanta, Achiyavit Yosef Didei, Pirshir, Sarshi Yamtin, Rabbi Chanina. Now there's a Girsa on the side over here from Rabbi Sal Ranchberg. He says that Shishim Yom. Akash Adira Ovid. The Osman of Shach Ikash Loshim, only thing I bossed him on him, or Akabossed him on him, also Loy in his Yusoy and his Zeros Ovid. This question is why 60 days?
Two separate Naziriot? Well, timing has to be exact. Unless they split one
Well, Let's say he was a katan at the time if it was a gadol at the time of the nazir, of the father was mad at him, so he really only keeps 30 days, but he just waits another 30 days and brings his kibbutz. Fine. If he was a katan at the time his father was mad at him and he remains a katan the whole time, really, he can bring a bonus after 30 days.
Yes.
Again, he waited another. The whole issue here is maybe he became a guttle in the middle. Right? So, what's the scenario? Maybe he became a guttle after 25 days. So, the Naziris of the father is bottle, and now his own Naziris starts. Because his, like the Rosh said, his Kabbalah was that he has no power to make his own Naziris, and the Naziris we should undertake, really, halakhically, should be valid because he can make the Dordim, but he's Rishosah. So he can make a Kabbalah now that take effect after he becomes a Gadol. But it would only take effect once he becomes a Gadol. So the 20 days they did for the father and now Batul, and now starts his own Naziris. So the Chashash has to be that he became a Gadol like on day 20, like right before the end. So if that, in that scenario, the father's Naziris is Batul, now he starts his 30 days. So it's like he would need 59 days, not really 60 days. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you mean?
Question. A woman undertakes Naziris. Her husband, the day he hears about it, is
Mefer.
Mefer the Nazir. She doesn't break her bond.
No.
So here, there's a hafka from a higher authority than the husband, right?
No, if he completed all the whole 30 days before it became a gadol, he's chayav karbonis.
Well, is he or is the father chayav? Presumably the father's chayav. The whole thing is that kid's not.
I mean, there's a dinner bringing karbonis for him. The father would pay for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a dinner, the cotton was a nazir. There's a dinner in karbonis.
Yes. Right. So it becomes a gadol.
But that was the Tosefta said that that's what Batul and Naziris. It's like Hafora.
So there should be no issue of Hafora.
Correct. Right, but that's what Rav Chanina said. I'll undertake my own. But, so that's going to start now for 30 days, and then I'll bring Karbonis. So he's able to bring Karbonis. Manos Shach is able to bring Karbonis. We're not worried about the fact that Kim got in the middle in this scenario because he can bring Karbonis either way. In other words, in a scenario which we don't know, like this scenario played out without Rav Chanina, right? So, right, the Naziris is completed. We happen to go check in. He really sees a gadol. We said, "Oy vey, now what?" Maybe he became a gadol right after the Naziris ended. So he's chayav karbonis, and he can't do anything until he brings the karbonis. Can't be in the town of Mason and drink wine and get a haircut. On the other hand, maybe came a gadol in the middle, and the whole thing is bought, and he can't bring karbonis. Right, we got a major headache, right? Right. So that would be a problem, right? So we should check him every day during the period just to find out, right? But we didn't. So what would you do? But over here we're saying we don't have a problem because he said no problem at the 30 days ago or whatever it was. He said, if it doesn't work out, my Naziris comes both from my father, I'll be Makabal now that should take effect then, Naziris for myself for 30 days. So now I can make Karbonis. I can make Karbonis. Either because of the Naziris of the father or because of his own Naziris. He'll just need 60 days.
Right.
Okay, let's hold it here.